Joy Tactics.
Well, it's 12:45 a.m. You were a good boy, or girl, whatever.
Or, thank you.
Or whatever. And you went to bed at about 10:30, just like Andrew Huberman told you, or the guys on Joy Tactics said. You didn't even look at your phone. And then you wake up 2 hours later, and your stomach is growling in a way that is telling you that you are hungry. You go to the fridge. What's in there? Milk, baking soda, some eggs, some bread, some cheese, apple, and you got some chips. And then you got
cookies. Can I pause you for a second?
Chips in what? The fridge?
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just closing my eyes and smiling and enjoying that. And I just feel overwhelmed with the fact that you should have kids, man. I felt like my dad was like telling me, just putting me to sleep with something so comforting.
Wow. You know, I do think I've recently been bit by the baby bug. I'm not kidding.
You want kids.
Well, it's too bad you're violently infertile.
Yeah. Eric's nuts are like hard little like pins.
They're fucking
like tacks.
Yeah, like, they're like volcanic rock. They're like porous and fucking really hard.
All your pants have like crazy holes in them from the hardest, most dragging them around. Jagged nut Ray Hill. All right.
We went from a beautiful image to that.
Sorry.
All too sudden. I think we might be what you call self-saboteurs. Sometimes.
Okay.
So, yeah, what are you looking for? What do you call that when you're up in the middle of the night and you want a snack? Well,
you call, what?
What do you call that food, that category of food, Nate?
Thank you for asking. That is called a midnight snack.
Mmm.
Yummy.
There's just nothing like it. The picture of a guy in his drawers with his white raggedy shirt with the refrigerator light on his face. He's looking tired. And then he's looking
for
his snack.
The gut is popping out. Not Dude, sucking the in the gut. The gut right. is just free.
It's misshapen. Something's wrong internally. He doesn't know it.
His ex-wife is totally on the other side of the house.
And she's best so hot. Friend,
yeah. And she's had a glow up and he doesn't bother him. He's proud of her. And his stepbrother, whatever you call it, brother-in-law's ex-brother-in-law sitting. He's still awake. He's gaming.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping on the couch. Hey, man. Right. Were you asleep already? Early to bed. Have something with me before you go back into dreamland.
Right. Why don't you have some soup?
Off my belly button.
So, yeah, it's midnight snacks, and that's the topic of this episode, and there's so much to be said about it. It's almost troubling. It's almost funny right. that we only have about 50 minutes to an hour to really crack this shit.
Can I be honest? I think that this, of all the topics that we've gotten into, all the myriad of things that we've discussed, I think that this is the one topic that I have absolutely nothing to say about
Nate.
This,
yeah, Nate. Yeah, you would have nothing to say, dude. Look at you.
How do you think I felt when we talked about Oscars, man? Just shoulder up, pony
is
up.
Is this how you feel all the time, Jack?
This is how I feel when people are talking about entertainment.
Just try to come up with something that I wouldn't be interested in or be able to pretend like I'm interested in. Do you see the difference between you guys?
Manufacturing Portuguese muffins.
Sounds great.
Bio yeah, Quignol. I watched it.
So wait, what did you just say? You said pretend.
What the fuck was that?
Porquino.
I'm just trying to pretend to be interested in. So you're being So you're telling me that you've been disingenuous sometimes.
Of course.
This podcast,
the only thing that interests me is a fucking crazy comedy career, Doug Stanhope style, Nate Bargatze style. Anything else is just getting in the way, but I have to pretend like it's not to keep this podcast going, to keep my car payments rolling. You know what I mean? So,
but
yeah,
do you
ever feel
like you're getting in the way of that goal by faking these interests. Do you understand?
No.
So you do understand.
I've forethought all these things, like these spice navigators from Dune, who can see all potentialities.
No spoilers.
If Shai Hulud came up to me in the middle of the night